something closer to everybody. I got mountains to ski again, so I'm excited to do everything that Utah offers and you know, help make this golf course good again. So we've been doing a lot of work out there. You know, it might look like holders are moving out there with all the holes and things, but it'll be better for it. And so yeah, we're just trying to get things better. We've got a long ways to go, but we'll get there.
Have you had a chance to go through that in any kind of detail to look at what you need to bring that back up to playable state?
Yeah, I'm talking with Veronica a lot on it, and you know, we're trying to. I mean, obviously, if we had all the money in the world, we still can't get what you want right now because it's all 2 years away from all the equipment and stuff. But we're getting what we need. I mean, we've got plenty to keep us busy in the meantime. We've got a whole bunch of spring grants to replace, and it takes time. We'll be resodding a couple of greens here when the sod is ready for my help. So big things are coming, and it'll be good.
Happy to have you here.
Yes, welcome. Yes. I think one thing, and Veronica has maybe talked to you about, but I think one thing that would help us, especially in planning, like funding and things for you, is to have like a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan for the golf course. So we'll let you get settled in, but please, you know, keep that in mind.
And then we'll talk about planning. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Welcome. Anything else? Oh, yes, so John.
So, it's Matt.
Correct.
Yes. So, Matt, during last year we had a couple of greens that really got, during difficult conditions for watering, you know, they looked pretty dry, not too good. Are you aware of those, and in your opinion, you know, are they, can we salvage them and make them right, or we got to do major change on them?
So we've already replaced the irrigation and the valves around those 4 greens that were really died off last year.
I see.
So the irrigation's all ready to go. We've got quick couplers in there too, so we can hand water. Now we just are waiting on sod on those, and the plan is so we're going to be doing 4 greens. And there's some decent grass left on some of those 4 greens we'll be stripping. We'll strip some sod off of those and they can repair some of the other greens with them at the same time. So all the irrigation's in place. We're just waiting for sod now. So that situation won't happen again. And I'm also, you know, we have a pretty decent irrigation satellite system out there that does a good job of managing the water. And we're going to be using that this year. Getting it all programmed up. It's a lot of just computer work and field work and stuff, but it'll make the irrigation system work, you know, 20 times better than the human can.
So do you, in regards to the irrigation, do you feel like with the system automated, will we still have to, it seemed like we had some automation last year, but we still had to do a lot of manual.
We still have 4 holes.
That's still going to be our case.
Yeah, we still have 4 holes that require manual irrigation. That's a guy going around here, turning a head on manually, or plugging in the coupler, and running that run for a while. There are some options out there that I'm looking at, some remote control options that would be limited trenching that might allow us to automate some of those holes. Because in my opinion, if it's not on a timer, I mean, you can have the greatest night water man in the world, but a timer is so much more efficient and so much better and so much more reliable than a human.
Right.
So my goal is to try to automate some more of this.
Thank you.
What are the 4 holes? Just curious.
10, 11, 17, and 18. And it's the fairways. The greens have the greens are wired in. And I believe the tees. We're still trying to fire up the irrigation system. We had it on for an hour today and it was struggling. Yeah.
Have fun with that.
I think we've made a big dent in a lot of problems that cost some degrees and stuff. So, we're on top.
Well, from what I've heard from the staff, they have a lot of confidence in you and what you've done already. So thank you for being here, and we're excited to play this summer.
Yeah, and me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Action items, review and possible approval of March 22nd, 2023 business meeting minutes. Does anyone have any comments on those, or do I have a motion?
I looked at those. They look complete and accurate, so I would propose that we approve those minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Action item two, the April 12th, 2023 work meeting minutes.
I also looked at those and did not have any issues. I don't know if anybody else does. If nobody has any issues, I would propose we approve those also.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Will you request individual approval of those minutes?
Oh, sorry. So, I'm sorry. What was your...
I'm requesting individual approval of the minutes.
Okay, you want to vote on?
Yes, just individually.
Just individually?
Yep.
Okay, do you have an issue you want to bring up?
No, I just do the same, so.
Oh, okay, I see. John?
Yes.
Randall?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Abstain. Motion passes. All right. Action item number three, review and possible approval of Capital Improvement Planning Committee bylaws. We discussed these at our work meeting.
Right.
This is a committee that we're putting together to kind of hash out the details of our big projects before they come to this meeting. This committee will be able to make recommendations on design and budget and other such things, and also oversee not, you know, day-to-day things, but be there for our staff to check in and make sure projects are continuing in a timely and budgeted manner. So we recommended a couple changes at the last meeting.
We got it figured out here too.
I'm okay with as it was written. Any comments?
I don't have any comments.
Yeah. I'll entertain a motion to approve those bylaws.
Make a motion to approve the bylaws for the Capital Improvement Planning Committee.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Discussion of pickleball court lights, sound on adjacent homes, and potential options. I understand Randall had a suggestion for that. Is that right? You? No?
Oh.
Veronica?
Darren.
Darren. Who wanted to present that option?
I think we're waiting here enough.
Okay.
So, yeah, we, I know we've gone back and forth on this, and I do feel that we need to make a decision. Just a couple of things. In just trying to find a way to be fair to everyone and to look at the impact on the neighbors. So a lot of the research that the residents have done, I've also done. And pickleball is a difficult sport in a neighborhood. And it is, a lot of it has to do with just the frequency of that ball getting the paddle. If you don't have that in tennis. And so I think that is one concern. I think we really do need to find a better solution than what we have. The other one is the lights, and this is what we have been operating on over the past few months, is that, you know, it was our understanding as management, and that we felt the board had kind of gone that way, is to replace those lights with a light that isn't as bright and isn't as high. And so that's kind of what we've been operating on. Now, we're really not going to lose money on the lights because we have other areas that need lights. We have parking lots that are very, very dark that are a concern, that we can put those in. And last fall, it was decided by the board to go ahead and shut some of those off on the south side. And so I know it's now been requested that we turn those back on. In hearing from some board members, yes, they'd like those turned back on. And then I had other board members tell me, well, I'm questioning that, so let's put it back on for a board to have a discussion on it. I need to wait for the May meeting, for the work meeting, far as management is concerned with that, I want to see people be able to enjoy those courts. They're wonderful courts that we spend a lot of money on. And they're wonderful courts, but I want to see people being able to enjoy those. But I also want to be sensitive of the impact that it's having on the adjacent neighborhood. But as far as that goes, management will do what the board decides. We need it in motion.
Have you looked at screening? We talked about screening before, but I talked to somebody at Garden City, and they were using baffled screening. So it would actually do two things. It would cut down both light and sound. So I don't know if that's a consideration, if you guys have looked at that at all.
I don't think we've looked at that particular screening. No. What we've looked at is there is a specific there's a specific material that's used with pickleball courts.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's what they're using. So
that may be what it is. Yeah. And it's used specifically. It has been shown to cut down about 50% of that sound problem.
Anything we can do to handle both light and sound would probably be advantageous to the residents in the area.
Mm-hmm. So what would you do to avoid the sound?
Well, this material they've got is designed to trap or cut down sound. So what you would do is it not only screens light, but it would reduce sound much like a sound studio or whatever. It's related
so
to that, I guess.
Is that sound screen?
It may reflect it in another direction, but if it reflects it across the park, that's fine, because there's nobody within 600 feet, and there's trees and all that over there.
Into the tunnel.
Into the tunnel, yeah. You can go in the tunnel, maybe it'll stop some graffiti. But I think we need to explore some options to
us. Guys, I've been sat here for about a year and 4 months.
And we've bought this.
And some of you guys have been in the same boat, but I know. Is there one member that sits on the board right now that was here when the pickleball courts were decided to be able to put in and install? I don't think any of us have been there.
I was there at the tail end of that.
So maybe
the last month or two or something?
Yeah. How much money did we spend over there? About
$300,000,
$400,000?
Yeah, right about $300,000.
About $300,000. So we spent $300,000 of taxpayer money, right?
Yep.
Over there. And since it's been installed, I guess, I mean, the complaint was on point before I got there. You know, it just seems like we have just kicked this can down the road practically every month that I've been here. Certainly since April of last year, I know that this has been on the agenda, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 times. And it just seems like, you know, I thought the last time we talked about this, and I can't tell you when that was, but I thought it was either in December or January. Maybe it was before, but that we had talked about, okay, we're going to lower the lights and we're going to shut some of them off, and hopefully that will take care of the light issue with the going into the surrounding areas and see how that's going. Well, we didn't do it. Okay. The next thing, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done some work.
We shut off some lights.
Okay, yeah.
And we put blenders on the other lights.
Yeah.
On some of the other lights.
The blue light.
What?
They're not there.
There's still some there.
The wind took care of that.
As of Saturday?
We want to see the camera?
I'm just saying I played on a Saturday evening.
I've got a camera that's live view.
I'm not going to argue with either way.
Sorry.
So, you know, we have talked about it, we've brought up different theories or possibilities, we've offered trees, that's a good idea, yeah, I'll go for that, and then next time I turn around, oh no, I don't like that anymore. We put up wall, or suggested some type of a wall to go up there, well, yeah, that's a good idea, no, it's not any good anymore. I mean, we've kicked this down here. We've kicked this down the road forever. And it just doesn't seem to get any better. It seems to me that because a decision was made, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something, to put it in without taking any, perhaps not getting any input from those around there. I don't know if they did or not. I wasn't there.
But, I mean, we were told that they did when we voted on it, but
exactly.
I guess, I mean, that's what that was what we were told.
Just like we
doesn't make a, yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just seems that, you know, if we're going to give direction to staff, Veronica, then we give it and then we can't come back later on and say, oh yeah, well, no, I changed my mind today. That's baloney. That's not the way to run a business. If we need to put a motion on the table and make it a hard motion and say we want this done and vote on it, I don't give a damn if it's 3-2.
Do you have a motion, John?
I'll give you a motion here when I'm through.
Okay.
Out of my mouth. But maybe what, you know, then we got to follow through on it. We can't keep telling Veronica and her staff, well, yeah, we think we should go try this. Well, we should go try this. We've been trying that for a year or somehow, some long. Can't we come together? I mean, we've got to provide guidance to the community and guidance to Veronica to help get it, improve it. If we look at that situation and we say, you know what? Somebody, some board 2-3 years ago made a mistake. You know, we're left trying to solve it, fix it, right? Maybe we ought to move it.
I think.
And if we can't move it, maybe we ought to just tear the whole damn thing down, let everybody know that we spent $350,000 and threw it down rapidly, and we'll move it somewhere else. But this is nuts. I can't stand to come here month after month after month and do the same, knock my head against the wall. Do I agree with the person that Mr. Monk all the time? No, I don't. But we've got to do something to make this situation better. Simply to come back here every other month and say, we need to study this, we need to study this, that. We study this damn thing to death.
No, I agree. And I think we just need to come to an agreement, right? Can we, like, talk about it, have, like, three options, give us the pros and cons of each?
I don't mean to cut you off.
But, like, we don't have we have nothing here. We don't have numbers. We don't have...
How many meetings have we
done? We don't even know the material. I know, but, and we're still waiting for that. So we don't have anything to act on right now.
So you actually approved a budget last year, mm-hmm. of what we can do over there. Now, we can revert to that. I mean, we have sent out the numbers on this material before. We've presented that to you. We have presented the lines to you. We are presenting this stuff to you. You just need to make a decision that we can go on.
So
what I need
to know that it's not going to be undecided.
Do you have a recommendation, Darren?
I've got a number of things that we are working on getting the area planned up after completely rebuild the sprinkler system over there. That is in process. We've got trees that will eventually get about 50 feet tall.
In 10 years?
Eventually is the big key there. When we put them in, they're not even going to come up to the top of the fence. Even if we get the biggest ones we can get. So that's a long-term solution. For it'll help with the sound, it'll help with the light. One other thing we've looked at again was taking the cord blades out. The cord blades, they're a 528 watt light and they put out 59,000 lumens per post. That's about as bright as you can get on a sports court. So when those were decided upon, on the install, they were basically the brightest lights you could get for a pickleball court. They are, the spacing that they are sitting at now was basically what was recommended for tournament courts. So that's the brightest light. Some of the lighting that we're looking at now that would bring it down to a 15-foot pole, which would be barely above the fence, because you're looking at about 12 feet, right, between ground level and the top of your fence.
I hope you guys understand that my argument is that it lasts all day. All day.
Yeah.
I mean, lights that close to allow the noise to occur all day. All day.
Right.
6 a.m. to 11.
It's all the day.
So basically what we're looking at now is more of a sound issue than a lighting issue. Even though
the lights were off and it was a daunting dust park. That is a compromise that everybody is equally unhappy. If we could get sound mitigation on top of that, that makes it reasonable for the neighbors. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to suggest that.
Yeah, but we've gone back and forth. Like, at first, I mean, some things you've said you're okay with, and then you go back and say you're not okay with it. So, yeah, we can't.
We need to stop right here.
Yeah, I think this, we are not in a place where we can.
It needs to be a committee or a group that's outside of this meeting, bring through recommendations. Veronica and staff, you need to give us 3 recommendations, and we need to get a decision made. I'm with John. I'm tired of kicking this can down the road.
But
I'm just like.
But we've never had anything in front of us that you guys agree on, and that this like.
Well, I'm just saying.
Say it once a month.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, get together and let's like figure it out.
In the board's defense, though, we first tipped the lights back, tried that, then we came back, put the skirts on. Tried that, and then we came back and shut 4 of them off, and tried that. We've gone through a process of finding out what might or might not work. It's not that we've done nothing.
No, you're right.
We've tried many options, and it's still not quite there yet.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Okay.
So yeah, we should know about.
Does that sound good? Like, yeah. Your plan. We'll authorize you to work.
Public comment is over.
Right.
So
yeah, if you can get a group together with those
recommendations. So do we want to kick that to the major project planning group and let them work on it?
To the planning committee?
Yes.
So all right, who's going to be on it? Let's solve it right now.
So,
get the committee and let's move on.
So the committee meets next week.
Yep.
And what management needs is for the committee to make a decision that day.
And I'll get with Darren and give him some guidance to bring to the committee.
James.
That's
what management,
I'll give you some guidance.
Management is asking that a decision be made by the planning committee next week. We will have the information to you. We need that made. And then I would request that a special meeting be convened by the board to vote on this.
I'm okay with that.
Because I would like by the end of next week this to be decided now.
That might be a little fast.
Next week?
Before you get the information, I would probably give yourself like 2 weeks.
Well, he's been working on it.
Yeah. We have been working on this. We have information. The board is
We now have information on what
so we
tilting
will put those into nice little packets.
Yep.
And it will be sent out to you. But I need a decision. We need to act.
But the board has already agreed on changing the lights out also.
Yes.
That's already been approved.
Yeah, that was agreed.
Has that been tried? Has that been done? Have you costed that out and looked at what it's going to cost and can it be done?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, bring that to us.
It'll be part of the package.
Okay, thanks.
All right, great. Moving on, board member reports and discussion items. John?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Board member reports and concerns.
Oh, okay. Recreation okay. So Darren's is there, excuse me. Randall's gonna go to that outdoor Utah whatever.
Okay.
And then it's my understanding that the trees over Woodland Park were purchased and last weekend I guess it was, they all got installed or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
I apologize, I should have updated you on that.
Okay.
It was wonderful. We have pictures. We're getting the post ready. Community came out. It was great.
Yeah. And over at Ponderosa Park, where we have the irrigation issue, Brock was telling me earlier that we got Kenny over there, he's working on the situation. We got an irrigation specialist, I guess is probably a good term, and he thinks that there's a better way to fix the situation, so I'm just making a comment, so somebody's doing something. And with regards, let's see, that's something else here. I think that's all that I have for right now. Thank you.
Randall? Nothing?
I'm good.
Ammon?
No, I heard a lot of positive responses about Woodland, so appreciate the efforts there. Appreciate the efforts of the Planning Committee and the bylaws created there. You know, it was a great process-driven bylaws put together, so appreciate the Planning Committee on that. I'll yield my time.
Maria?
No concerns.
Nope. I think Veronica answered my question on what are we doing out on the lakefront, so I think I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I just have a few, just note for the work meeting, some information that, first, lake mowing, do we have, how are our boats?
So the orange boat is up and going, it'll go into the water main one. We have both of our boat operators hired. One started this week. The next one the other one will start, I think it's tomorrow. Our mechanic thinks he can give the blue boat going, so we're all crossing our fingers there. Also, to give you an update, lake testing is starting this week. I met with the resident, so he's getting himself certified. I also was trying to get certified. I don't know why they denied my request. That was great. I think he'll be a great, Will will be a great asset. He and I were talking about other things with the lake that I think he'd be very helpful with.
You sound like you had some good knowledge and background and a willingness. So yes, that's nice. Okay, and then just three items of information maybe for the work meeting. Marketing plan and budget, Stansbury Days plan and budget, clubhouse update, plan, budget, and include, I think an important thing in this update is ADA
compliant
restrooms on this floor.
So let me make sure I know what you're asking. So what you're asking for are what are our plans to do the building compliant with ADA?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that's what you asked.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You asked.
Oh, the marketing plan and budget?
Marketing plan. Okay.
I was expecting that in April. Stansbury Days plan and budget, clubhouse update plan and budget.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll entertain a motion.
All those in favor.
Close. We have a closed session.
And to go into.
Wait. Time off. Mm-hmm. I apologize for cutting you off. I did mean to cut you off. But I didn't mean to jump down your throat, so I apologize.
Oh, I didn't notice. Okay, are we...
You don't need a motion for that. I'm just talking.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right, are we good? Anything else for this open session?
No.
Okay.
Did you entertain a motion to adjourn? Because I didn't make a motion.
And go into closed
session.
And go into closed session for legal matters, personnel matters, anything else?
Yeah. I think
just,
that's
just legal and personnel.
Second.
And to go into closed session, I have to poll individually.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yes.
Randall? Yes. I vote yes.
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 Maria? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.